Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
When I moved from the West Coast to the East Coast 13 years ago, everyone said, oh, you'll get a job in a minute. You've got a master's in public health. You're going to an area with lots of hospitals. Well, it turns out that there were not very many health educators. And one of the things, Andrea, I find so disturbing with the healthcare system here in the U.S. is that it seems like prevention is always on the back burner. And if we could teach people how to live a healthier lifestyle, then they would have lower healthcare costs. And that's one of the reasons, a main reason, actually, I got into health media. I just think it's so important.
Oh, absolutely, Lisa. And I think that's for anywhere. I mean, Canada is the same thing. I mean, you know, I live here in your neighboring country, and it's the same thing. And I think there's not enough money that's being put into prevention, whether it's for obesity. I mean, North America has such high rates of obesity. And I think if we put a little bit of money into that education, start at the schools, you know, start at the jobs, at the employment, then I think we'd be so much better off.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we've got the fabulous Dr. Ginger. It's time for Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger, and she's going to share some of her ideas to help us save money on healthcare costs. Hi, Dr. Ginger.
Hey, ladies. Happy Wednesday. I'm excited to talk a little bit today about some things that you can do on your plans, but then things that you can do on your own, and I think that's probably even more powerful.
I agree. I think that's so powerful. And again, you know, I mentioned in the beginning, the preventative, I think we've got to focus on that. But give us your ideas, Dr. Ginger. You always have great ones.
Well, as far as plans go, when you're shopping, I know Obamacare has yet to work all of its kinks, and so trying to figure that out is a whole other probably show. But what you can do is calculate how much you spend per year with your doctor's visits, your prescriptions, your dental, and other things, and kind of take that number to help kind of migrate through the plans and figure out which is best for you. And also keep in mind, the lowest premium doesn't mean the overall lowest cost. So, you know, that's going to be some steps that people kind of have to figure out on their own. But there are some things that you can do. Look into maybe the Farm Bureau, which I know kind of sounds odd, but if you're self-employed, you don't have to be a farmer to get a plan with the Farm Bureau. And back before all of this healthcare stuff was going on, it was about a $50 annual membership fee. I'm not sure what it is at the moment. And then you pay certain fees as you go. So it was a lot cheaper for people who are self-employed. Also, go to your plan's website and try to take advantage of the extras. Like, some nurses are 24-hour on-call, and you can call and ask questions, so you don't have to necessarily go into the doctor's office on something that, you know, you would waste money on going into the doctor when you can actually call and talk to a nurse that's part of your plan. They also, on some of these websites, have discounts on maybe acupuncture or a gym membership or a weight loss program. So you really kind of have to explore the plan that you choose. Read your bills when you get the bills, because a consumer advocacy group called Patient Care says that about 50% of doctors' bills have mistakes. So if you get the doctor's bill and you see the number and you just write a check and send it or send it to your insurance, you need to just double check that at least, just like you have to do on your credit cards and any other bill that you get. And also, don't accept no. If they turn you down for covering something, you know, that's not the end-all, be-all answer. You can still resubmit things, and you can go deeper than just a, no, we're not going to cover this. Another thing you can do.
Yeah, that actually just happened to me too, Dr. Ginger, and everyone listening, that, you know, my daughter has some special needs, and we see some very expensive specialists, and they said they weren't going to cover it. The code was wrong. So luckily I just spoke with their specialist, and she had made a mistake. But if I had just let it go, if I had just thought, well, I'll just pay thousands and thousands of dollars.
Exactly.
But luckily it was something, you know, that you can, sometimes it's a mistake and sometimes it's not, but you're right. You've got to fight and you've got to try to do your best to get that
right.
money.
That's right. You have to really be proactive and not just assume that the number on the bill is correct. Split the costs, and sometimes this will work for you, your advantage, and sometimes it won't. But like, say, example, dental work. You can split the cost between 2 years. You can start some dental work in January and finish, or December and finish it in January. So that might work depending on what you've got going on with your plan. Also, here's a really good one. If you are taking medications, bring a list of the copy of the insurance company's covered prescription medications. It's called the formulary, to show your doctor. So when your doctor is going to prescribe a medication, they can look at the list and pick the things that are going to be lower cost or the best price for you, or maybe even generics that your insurance company will cover. So that should be an easy thing to do if you're taking some medications. But what we really want to do is get you healthy so you don't need those medications. Yeah. Also, you know, be upfront with your doctor about your finances because they might be able to suggest a less costly treatment or agree to lower fees for you. And when it comes to some of the even over the counter but also prescription drugs, if you're there to get a prescription, ask your doctor if they have any samples. They might be able to give you a couple months of samples because they get all of those for free, and they're usually in a big closet in the bank in the back of the of the office. So and you can check your drug company's website for discount coupons on free samples as well. So that kind of covers plans.
You know, I live in Canada, and you know, for us, we take, you know, I mean, I don't know, many Canadians, I don't know if we do or not, but take it, you know, for granted that we could just go to the doctor and, you know, we give them our, you know, Medicare card and it's covered by the government. And it's so, you know, listening to you ladies speak about what goes on in the U.S. and hearing from friends who are over there, I guess my question as a Canadian, what happens if you don't have coverage and you go to the hospital and you can't afford it?
Oh, it gets covered.
But it does get covered, okay.
But the system ends up paying for it. In other words, you know, that's kind of the new system, the Obamacare that's going to be put in place, is just for that reason. It's to get everyone covered, and then the people who are healthy are going to pay for the people with pre-existing conditions, and those who don't have insurance are going to get fined is what's going to happen.
So it's coming more the Canadian way, I guess, that's what Obamacare is, right, to follow more the Canadian way of doing the healthcare system?
I'm not sure on the details of the Canadian way of doing it, but yeah, nationalized healthcare is pretty much what it's turning into. And I don't know if that's going to be good or bad.
Well, let's jump into talking about taking our health in our own hands. I mean, that's something that Andrea and I, and you, obviously, Dr. Ginger, are huge on, you know, just taking care of yourself. Give us some tips.
That's right. Well, you have to be proactive or you will become a statistic because it's set that way. So if you're just kind of going along eating the foods that are available, you know, fast foods and all of that, you're going to become a statistic because those foods are to make those companies money, not to get yourself healthy. So you need to decide you're going to make decisions, you're in charge of your health, and you're not going to just kind of go along your merry way the way you have been. You're going to start eating healthy, start exercising, start doing the common sense things that you know you have to do because most of the time, the low-hanging fruit diseases, I call them, the ones that are easiest to fix pretty quickly, but that can cost you a lot of money, all it takes is a few lifestyle changes. That's all it takes. And I work in corporate wellness, and so I've seen it done over and over again where, you know, someone starts making some changes, and literally in a couple of weeks, you know, at the most a couple of months, their body starts getting back in balance, and their doctors are slowly taking them off medications. And even diabetes in just a couple of weeks can be completely balanced out so that you don't have to take insulin, or at least not as much, and over time, hopefully none at all. So those low-hanging... go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, it's interesting. I was just in Florida and I attended, I don't know if you ladies ever heard of a company called Juice Plus, but I just attended their semi-annual conference and I love their product so much. I signed up to be a distributor because I thought it was so fascinating. And what it was, there were 5,000 people there that were all telling stories. So Ginger, you know, to what you're saying is there are 5,000 people there talking about how this product has saved their life. And all it is nutrient-dense fruits and veggies. So you're so right. I think it's a matter of, you know, if we change our diet, we supplement with the right foods, we provide our bodies with the nutrients they need. We remove the chemicals. You know, there's so many things that are bucket list of what we could do that can help people, you know, improve their health.
That's right. And all of those, you know, when I work in corporate wellness, I get a list of the top, all the medications that company is taking. And I look at probably the top 10. And they're usually about the same, maybe in a different order. But number one might be diabetes medication. The other might be high cholesterol medication or reverse. And it's usually the same top 10. And it's those are the ones that you can really get a handle on yourself and reverse. One other quick thing when it comes to dental health, floss every day because it's rotting food in your teeth. It's such an easy thing to do to avoid dental issues.
Amazing tips, Dr. Ginger. As always, love having you on the show. But we're out of time for today. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.